Hallelujah. Were it not for grace. Whew. My talk title is Attitude of Gratitude. It's being grateful. It's being able to say thank you, God, through thick and thin, for richer, for poorer, in good times and in challenging times. To say thank you, thank you, thank you, God. As Dakota was just singing, Were It Not for Grace, it occurred to me that the way we say thank you in the Spanish language is grace, gracias. We bestow grace upon the person that we're thanking, and that grace that we extend is returned right back to us. In the French language, it's merci, which is mercy. So grace and mercy are bestowed upon each of us whenever we have an attitude of gratitude. Now, all of us are well equipped to be grateful and to thank God and to rejoice when everything is going our way, when our prayers have been answered according to the way we would like, when things are going just really hunky-dory. We have times where we seem to be prospering. We have times where not only ourselves, but the members of our family seem to be in relative good health. We have times where we feel relatively sane. And in these moments, we automatically are able to stir up that spirit of gratitude, that spirit of I thank you, being grateful to God. Now, once we get good at thanking God when things are going just the way we want, we can't stop there. Because if we stop there, we are still dependent upon what happens in the surround to provide us with a feeling of gratitude. And so I often remind myself and others that the real practice comes in filling your heart with gratitude when it looks like the crap is hitting the fan. When it looks like there is some leanness in the appearance of your prosperity. When you or someone in your family is facing the appearance of dis-ease, these are the times when we need to practice gratitude. And these are the times we need to practice the five unity principles. What I told my gathering last week in our little workshop after service was that the unity principles are not practicable when everything is going just as you want it to. They are practicable when it looks like something is going wrong and when it looks like they are not true. That first principle declares that God is all there is. When you're feeling like that, you don't need to practice gratitude for that. But when it looks in your life as though there is another power and another presence that does not look like God, another experience that doesn't necessarily feel like God, then that's when you practice principle number one. You don't need to practice the principle that tells you all power is in your hands when you are having the experience of being powerful. It's in your weak times. It's in your trying times. It's in those times where it looks like you might not be up to dealing with the challenge that is before you that you need to practice that principle that says, greater is the power that is within me, that I am made of the same stuff as God, that all of the power that God is the power that I am. We practice these principles in the face of the appearance of their not being true. In this world, it does not appear all the time as though God is the only power. It does not appear in every moment of our life experience as though we are made of the same essential stuff as God, or that essentially we are good. It does not appear sometimes as though God and our empowerment through connecting to God is always available to us. It may appear as though sometimes it's there and sometimes it's missing. That's when it is our time to practice that principle that says that prayer is our connection with God. And that if we connect to God in prayer, the windows of heaven are opened up. That principle says that we have an outpour of greater health, greater sanity, greater peace, greater prosperity. Everything we need to practice must be practiced in the appearance of the absence of the truth that is true. Some of my appearances that have showed up in my life, they are convincing accounts of the fact that I am missing something, that something in my life is broken. And that's a call for me immediately to start being grateful that I can make a mental shift, that I can make a mind shift. I can make a shift in my perspective and my perception of what is occurring. I've told you before that I have been blessed for the last 11 years to live with my niece and my goddaughter, Sienna. And I've been blessed to watch her in this era where all the kids are on some little tablet and they're all playing games that I don't understand. But one thing I do understand as I watch them play is that they are no longer happy once they've mastered a program. If Sienna's father or mother say, go get on your tablet, I've already mastered that. It's easy. I've already got it. She is excited about getting a game or a program that she has not mastered. And the harder it is, the more excited she becomes. She has absolute faith that if she gives her attention to it and her focus to it, she will master it. There are levels that she goes through. When she gets to level 5 mastery, she is all psyched for level 7. Level 6 is probably going to be a cinch. But level 7 will require of her to call out a power within her, a courage, an excitement, a knowledge that I can do this. And so for the last several years, I have been ministered to by her on these programs going, when will I be as excited to meet my more difficult challenges as she is to play her little game on her virtual world? It occurs to me that this is my virtual world and that I am required to grow into mastery. And so I want to be way past only giving thanks and gratitude when I am experiencing an experience that I could call the thrill of victory. There have been many things that were important to me that I went for, and that through perseverance and lending my whole heart, mind, and soul to that enterprise, they came out like I wanted them to. That's a story of the thrill of victory, and anybody can be happy when that occurs. I want to go for something. I want when I go for something, and I do not get it. Or when I invest time and energy and faith in something, and it seems to fall apart. I want to practice in that moment being grateful in the presence of the apparent absence of me having what I prayed for. I want to be able to, in the moments of the stories of the agony of defeat, to thank God as big as I thank God for my experiential moments of the thrill of victory. I talk a lot about life being a mix. And if we are satisfied to only be grateful for and applaud and have our cup running over with all of the quote-unquote good stuff without being able to put our hands together when a challenge or a trial sets itself before us, then we pretend that we do not have the power of the Christ within us. To be able to practice getting excited when there is a challenge in your field. Is there anyone here in the sanctuary today who has a challenge in your field? Maybe in your personal field, or in the field of a loved one, in the field of a family member. You may just look at the challenges that our country faces, or the challenge that the entire world faces. I want those of us who have a challenge in our faith and in our field, any kind of a challenge which may tempt you to forget how powerful you are, how wondrously made you are, and that all you really have is an opportunity to be excited. Are any of us in this sanctuary facing a challenge this morning? Would you please look around the room? Look around the sanctuary. You can see you're not the Lone Ranger here. Everybody, most of us here, are going through a challenge. And because many of you have not had as your automatic response with this challenge to simply start being grateful for it, so that you open yourself into grace and that you open yourself to greater mercy, I would like to remind us, I tend to do this maybe 4 times a year. I present these lyrics to this song that saved me when I was on the pity pot years ago living in Miami. I had made up that I didn't have enough, and that even not having enough, more was getting taken from me. I had made up that something was wrong. I had made up that even though I preach the word and write the songs about the word and direct the choir that sings the songs about the ever presence of God and the ever presence of my power and the fact that greater is my power than anything, I was on the pity pot. I was making up all kinds of stuff. That I needed more money, that I needed a bigger place, that I needed a better car. I made up all kinds of stuff that was my alibi and my excuse for not inhabiting the Garden of Eden or my place in heaven on planet Earth. I've told you before that the difference between heaven on planet Earth and hell on planet Earth, it's not a matter of what's going on out there. It's a matter of what's going on in here and in here. That hell on earth is having great faith in a negative outcome. And that heaven on earth is having great faith in a positive outcome. Given the same circumstance, we can look at it as a danger signal or an opportunity signal. We have said before that there is a Chinese coin that has the identical symbol on each side, but they interpret the symbol differently. One interpretation is danger. The other is opportunity. We are living this coin and flipping it all of the time. And regardless of the challenges we are currently facing, we can see them as danger, which is what I was doing those years ago in Miami. Oh God, I have so little, and the little is getting even less, and I may end up homeless, and oh my God, what's up? What is happening? What's going wrong? Or to flip that into, what an opportunity. And not an opportunity necessarily first for me to get busy in the world and start juggling my schedule and making calls and sending out emails to try to increase my employment, increase my income. The first opportunity is for me to still my mind, is to look at the storm that's happening in my mind and say, peace, be still. My second opportunity is to start rejoicing even before the outpicturing changes its appearance, to start rejoicing in the midst of the test. I was saying backstage, when my grandson at 4 years old was diagnosed with cancer, I had an opportunity then to go into fear, danger consciousness, or to immediately grab myself, grab my mind, and start thanking God in that moment for his overcoming and thanking God in that moment for my opportunity not to get swallowed up in fear. A Course in Miracles says that the ego always speaks first and loudest, and it always says, be afraid, be very afraid. But if we do not listen to that first voice, there is a quiet voice that comes after it that says, praise the Lord, praise your God, because God is the only presence and power in the universe. And you are made of God's stuff, and there is no need to fear. When my partner Johnny and I, with me in my pity pot, were driving across the causeway in Miami that day, Johnny turned on the radio to a religious music channel. I told him I'm not wanting to listen to any God stuff right now. And he said, I don't care what you want right now. Right now, we're having what I want, and we need some God in this car. Because I feel your fear, brother. I feel your anxiety. You don't get to determine what we're listening to today. I am determining it. And right after he said that, they introduced a new song that they played just for me. Just for me. That said, if you are up against a struggle that shatters all your dreams and your hopes have been crushed by some manifested scheme, when you feel the urge within you to submit to earthly fear, don't you let the faith you're standing in seem to disappear. Praise the Lord. God can work through we who praise him. Praise the Lord, for our God inhabits praise. Praise the Lord, for the chains that seem to bind you serve only to remind you they drop powerless behind you when you praise God. You see, our fear is just illusion. When we live in fear, we think that we are paupers, when we know inside we're children of the King. So lift up the mighty shield of faith, for the battle has been won. We know that Christ in us is risen, so the work's already done. Praise the Lord. God can work through we who praise him. Praise the Lord, for our God inhabits praise. Praise the Lord, for the chains that seem to bind you, church, serve only to remind you, church, they drop powerless behind you, church, when you are filled with praise. When Johnny Earl turned on that radio and that song came on, it was not halfway finished before we were pulled over in the breakdown lane on that causeway, crying like a couple of babies. He was crying that I had been changed. I was his favorite. And more than him being lost, it was my moments of being lost that hurt him most. I was his teacher. I was his preacher. I had invited him into unity, into the five principles. He had seen me strong through thick and thin. But on that causeway, I was playing a virtual reality exercise in mastery that I forgot was an opportunity. Every challenge is an opportunity. My grandson is 10 and a half years old, and I was with him 2 weeks ago at his big sister, my first grandchild's 18th birthday, and he was dancing like I ain't seen nobody dance in a long, long time. I was fearless through his challenge because I decided I had to be in order to make it through. I'm so grateful for our opportunity to be grateful. So those of us who raised our hand that we have a current challenge, or that a member of our family or someone we care about is going through a current challenge, or that our country is going through a current challenge, or that the world entirely is going through a challenge, what I would like us to practice this week is praising God for the opportunity for our growth. Once more, to say thank you in Spanish, gracias. What would I do without God's grace? Check it out. I'll never have to find out. I'll never have to find out. I will never have to find out. When we go to the French, merci. What would I ever do without God's mercy? I'll never have to find out. I will never have to find out. God is in heaven. Heaven is in you. Holy is your name. God wants you to know you have nothing to fear and that there is nothing and no one to blame. You've been informed. Your captivity is over. You've been informed. In truth, you're free through the stories of the thrill of victory and through your stories of the agony of defeat. Nobody told me the road would be easy. But I know that my God didn't bring me this far just to leave me. And so it is. And so I let it be. Peace!
Gracias. Carlos, gracias. Gracias. Thank you for creating this field of grace and mercy here today. Let's take this, whatever you just received, and let's breathe it in and take it to that deeper place as we prepare for meditation by knowing we are so blessed no matter what's going on. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I'm so grateful for all that I have. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful. I am so blessed for all that I am. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful for all that I am. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful. I am so blessed for all that God is. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful for all that God is. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful. I am so blessed.
I am so blessed. And I am so grateful. Let me continue to deepen my capacity to master the attitude of gratitude through all of my life experiences. That I might thank God for the mountains, thank God for the valleys, and thank God for the trials I've made it through. Because if I never had a problem, I'd never know my God could solve them. I'd never know what faith in God can do. Gracias. Merci. Grace and mercy are with me forever. Extended to me by my Creator, that I might extend these to all I meet. To be grateful for this life experience that is a mix, the light dancing in the shadow. Let me be grateful for the shadow that reveals the dancing light. Let me remember in the moment of my challenge that this is my opportunity to reveal the more and more and more of the one power and one presence in which I live and move and have my being, and that lives and moves and has its being in and through me. Let me remember to choose to see what is, not as a signal for danger and fear, but as a signal for faith and hope and the opportunity for deepening my understanding of who I am and whose I am. I am grateful. Increase in me, O God, a deeper attitude of gratitude. Let me practice this state of consciousness. Let me practice my five principles when they appear not to be true. Let me declare that they are true. Let me declare that all of my appointed time, I will wait till my change comes, knowing it's coming. A change of mind, an opening of my heart, a deepening of my conviction to stand fast in faith and a positive outcome. What would I do without God's grace? I'll never have to find out. What would I do without God's mercy? I will never have to need to come to know. When I look back over all that I have made it through, how can I not have faith in making it through whatever presents itself? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, let me fear no negative outcome. Thank you, God. When I am busy counting my blessings, there is no room to fear. I'm too happy to be sad. Thank you, God, for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. It's the best day ever. And so it is.